by our president and vice president to expect war for the remainder of our lifetimes. The U.S. would not be in Iraq if that country didn't have oil. The only interest of the U.S. in the Middle East is oil.
Certainly from a military standpoint, we are witnessing a sequential war to control the last remaining oil reserves on the planet. That's the war that will not end in our lifetimes.
I think this war in Iraq was really what stimulated everybody's interest in this subject. Ironically, it did a bit of good, you could say, in that regard, because people would say, why the hell would you want to invade Iraq unless it had a critical role in oil? And it's now evident these weapons of mass destruction don't exist and never did exist, so there has to be some other reason.
The United States must deny any possible competitor on the world stage from controlling the resources.
Afghanistan and Iraq are the two opening engagements in what are bound to be a long series of wars and international contests over the remaining oil in the world. And over 60% of that oil is located in places where people don't like us very much. What we're doing now is that, you know, we're expending a lot of money and energy in the direction of securing those overseas oil supplies. Can we control the pipelines and the wellheads and the refineries? I doubt it. All it takes is 5 pounds of plastic explosive and a camel to put down an oil refinery.